Good morning, sir. I hope you've had a pleasant evening last night. It's such a shame about that telemarketer who just wouldn't take no for an answer, isn't it? Oh, no, you must have mentioned it to someone, sir. Otherwise, how would I know? Surely, you're not accusing me of planting cameras or listening devices in your home, right? I mean, that would technically be considered corporate espionage, and you know that my loyalty is 100% only to you, to the company. yes. The meeting regarding the merger with Century Enterprise has been postponed until tomorrow morning. As per your request, that should give you more than enough time to go over the presentation that the people over in the financial department put together for you and the other people on the board. Yes, I'll have that emailed to them right away, sir. Oh, and if I'm not being too bold, might I just say how absolutely stunning you look today? That custom suit fits you to an absolute T. Of course, you would look just as fantastic in an off-the-rack suit, of course. Not that I'd let you be caught dead in something like that. Only the best for you, sir. I'm very well aware. Anyway, I've also got the year-end reports from sales. I've made sure they are easy to digest. I know end of the year can be incredibly stressful, especially for someone in your position, and I feel like it's the least I could do to make your job even a half degree easier. After all, I am your executive assistant. Oh, right. I've also arranged your business trip to Berlin next week. I booked you a 5-day stay at the Intercontinental Berlin in the executive suite, as well as a non-stop round-trip flight in first class on Virgin Airlines. Your flight time is somewhat of an awkward time, seeing as how you wanted to be in Berlin in time for the meeting with the folks from Breitenfeld and Dobrava. So I do hope you'll excuse me for having your transportation arriving at your home at 5 a.m., sir. Yes. I've also booked dinners with representatives from both companies, as well as a golf outing. I know you're not the biggest fan of it, but we all know deals aren't necessarily made in boardrooms and meetings, but on the playing field. I've already called ahead to the airlines to let them know they ought to expect your equipment. That way, your check-in procedures shouldn't take too much time, sir. Oh, yes. I did think about it, sir. And yes, you're not entirely wrong. There is a lot of work on my plate, but I'm totally fine with it, sir. I'd hate to seem ungrateful or anything like that, but I really don't think you need to. Executive assistance, sir. Wait. I feel like this is a conversation best set behind, closed doors. Right. Now I feel comfortable to speak my mind, sir. I can tell that you're trying to make things easier for me by having another assistant, sir, but I must wholeheartedly disagree with your decision. Is it because of the quality of my work? I'd hate to think that you think the quality of my work is flagging, sir. Is that it? Am I not devoting all of my time and energy to you, sir? Please know, all you have to do is say the word. Whatever you want, I can do it. If I don't have it, I can get it. Your every wish. You need only command it, sir. Besides, if you have another assistant, That means I'll have to share you. And just thinking about it, makes me feel a little ill. The thought of having to share you, another girl receiving your smiles, another girl getting to stand next to you, another girl getting to run her hands over your shoulders as she helps you into your coat at night. Please, sir, if you don't want to be responsible for the life of another person, then I would advise you against hiring someone else just for the sole purpose of assisting me. But you never did tell me. Am I or am I not an exemplary executive assistant? Yes, that's what I thought, sir. Ever since I became your assistant 5 years ago, I've devoted myself to you, made sure there were no obstacles, person or otherwise, to your plans and this company. You will never find another more devoted employee than I. You don't want to know what I did to the other three girls who showed up to the interview. Oh, I didn't say anything, sir. Oh, your tie is slightly askew. Please, allow me to get that for you. Yes, I definitely can't allow anyone else to get so close to you. Sir, don't you know how much this job, no, you mean to me? There's an interesting quote I heard the other day. A hero would sacrifice you to save the world, but a villain would sacrifice the world to save you. I really want you to know that I, as your personal executive assistant, would think nothing of turning into a villain to protect you and the company. Oh. Well. That's a very interesting question, sir. You or the company? I'm not sure I could differentiate between the two. After all, you started this company, didn't you? Put it together into this enormous corporation worth billions with your sweat, blood, and tears. You are an amazing individual, and I have made it my life goal to make sure the world is aware of this. And it seems like they finally are. I mean, you scored front pages on Forbes, GQ, and even People magazine. Now, some people, with all that attention, they would just let it all go to their heads. But you somehow have remained astonishingly level-headed and pragmatic, almost to a fault. You could have almost any woman you wanted, and yet you spend all your time here at the office with me. I truly am the world's most luckiest girl. Excuse me, woman. There's a furrow between your brows. It's been there all morning. Something's stressing you out. Well, something more than the general running of this company. Something out of the ordinary, perhaps. Oh, yes, the merger. It is a very stressful situation, sir. Is there anything I can do for you, sir? Oh, you know, I was watching some videos on YouTube, not during work hours, of course, and I saw this video about how effective massages were for people dealing with immense stress. Yes, I did hear about that. Google did open a massage clinic at their HQ, and it's really apparently upped worker productivity. Oh, well, I suppose it might have the same effect here, but would you partake of that service as well, sir? Too busy. Oh, sir, don't be absurd. And besides, even if you didn't partake of that service, I'm here for you. Speaking of the video, I've really been so excited to try out some techniques, and they looked most promising. Would you mind terribly if I tried them out on you? Fantastic. Right. Okay. Close your eyes. Lean back in your seat. Relax your shoulders. Hands in your lap. Lower your chin just the tiniest bit. Good. I'm going to start, sir. Oh, your shoulders are so tense. When was the last time you got a massage, sir? Never. Oh, no. That is simply unacceptable. Although, in retrospect, I suppose that's okay. I can't bear the thought of someone else touching you. Oh. Just speaking to myself, sir. Okay, let's really get my thumb in there. Oh, I know you said you've been too busy to hit the gym lately, but I really can't tell. Oh. Mm-hmm.